on demand link as well. Yes, hallelujah this morning. Hallelujah this morning. Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers. Hallelujah. This morning we bless and magnify your awesome name this morning. Hallelujah. Yeboshaya. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We thank you for you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. God, saturate this atmosphere on today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, send your peace, send your spirit, and send your presence. Hallelujah. 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 Yay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He is 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 Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Are you ready for a total body workout peloton?
Thank you, Lord.
Just a 30-minute bike boot camp? I got this.
Bear with me one more
motivation anytime you want it.
Click off that bike and meet me on the mat for lunges.
Tap into your motivation at onepeloton.com.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're just going to let the music saturate the atmosphere for a moment, and then I'll go before the throne room in prayer. I hope this music is picking up on the recording for Sermons on Demand. I decided to shoot this video from a different location in my home this morning, and I did not bring all of everything with me, so we'll see how this turns out. I didn't bring my lighting, I didn't bring my microphone, anything, but the Lord had unctioned me to shoot from my kitchen this morning. Because the kitchen, you guys know that I have a show called Cooking for Therapy. And the kitchen really is the epitome of the family, right? It is a place where we gather. It is a place where healing dialogue can take place, right? So we're in the kitchen this morning. Bear with me one moment. Hallelujah. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me. My live sacrifice. All my dreams, all my plans. Place them in your hands. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. so you can use me. Give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. All right, I feel the Holy Spirit. So let's go ahead and let's open up in prayer this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning as humbly as we know how. We thank you that you are Lord of Lords, King of Kings, that you reign supreme, that you are a God that is bigger than any situation or circumstance, that you are a God that you died not only that we should have life, but to have it more abundantly. We thank you that you, your spirit, that it hovers upon our lives, God, to perfect those things concerning us. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you search around in the earth on today, and that you go to each household, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I ask that you release a spirit of joy, a spirit of love, and a spirit of appreciation in every household, Lord, where there is a mother that resides, be it a physical mother, a spiritual mother, hallelujah, or a mother that feels unappreciated this morning. God, I thank you that you are a God that sees all and that knows all and that recognizes all. I thank you, Lord, that your word speaks of honor and that the tabernacle of your word, Lord, that it rests on the spirit of honor. God, in the name of Jesus, I am starting a new series this morning that you know that I'm anxious about. And the Bible says, be anxious for nothing but prayer and supplication. So Lord, I'm asking that you remove the anxiety that I have about preaching this word this morning, and that you would be edified, and that the devil would be terrified, and that the word of God and that the institution of marriage according to biblical principles would be glorified in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, touch every mother right where she is. God, if there is a mother that is concerned about her child, Lord, let your spirit rest upon her in the name of Jesus. Let your discernment and your wisdom be stirred up within her in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that in the earth that there is a spirit of celebration on today, God, for mothers, mothers who have cried in the dark, that you bottle every tear and that you know every fear, and that God, you said that you would watch over just as the eagle soars over the nest of his young, that you would look over our children. God, I thank you that our children are the seed of the earth and that the earth is there for inheritance. You own 1,000 cattle, hallelujah, on the hills, Lord, or you own the cattle on 1,000 hills, Lord. And we thank you because our children are the inheritance and the legacy of ourselves. And because we walk in the admonition and the fear of the Lord, hallelujah, that our children's right is to have inheritance. Thank you that our children are royalty, God, that the fruit of our loins, that the fruit of our womb, God, that it walks in the earth to inherit, God, in the name of Jesus, what was set aside just for them in the name of Jesus. I thank you that no weapon formed against us, meaning us as mothers, or against our children, Lord, in the name of Jesus, shall be able to prosper. And that, Lord, that the same spirit and power that rests on the inside of you, that it works within us, that we are to be conduits in the earth, to be advocates in the earth for the fruit of our womb, God, in the name of Jesus. And because of that, God, we bring down every stronghold. We bring down every stronghold. We bring down every stronghold. Hold in every vain imagination that tries to exist against the fruit of our loins. We bring it to a place of moratorium. And God, we thank you that our children, hallelujah, that they are the head and not the tail, that they are above and never beneath. God, I pray in the name of Jesus this morning that you would give some mother the strength to go on. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you would give some mother the strength to continue to advocate for her children in the name of Jesus, that you would give some mother on today the nerve and the audacity to speak what thus says the Lord unto the hearing of her child this morning in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that you wrap and you envelop your spirit and your loving kindness, and you hug every mother on today in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of depression. I bind the spirit of loneliness. I bind the spirit of suppression. I bind the spirit of feeling underappreciated on this morning, God. I bind every spirit that would work against every mother, every righteous mother that is called to the kingdom in the name of Jesus. I place my feet on the neck of Satan this morning, and I command him to let every mother be loosed in the name of Jesus. And when she is loose, her children is loose. And I command the earth in the name of Jesus to move in the direction of my child, the fruit of my womb in the name of Jesus, and that we shall inherit our inheritance, that we shall operate in the earth in the power and the authority that is given unto us. I decree and declare, hallelujah, that we are pillars in the earth in the name of Jesus, that we are beacons unto the nation in the name of Jesus, and the spirit of the living God that rests down inside of us, that people shall be subject unto it in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, crack open the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that we have not room enough to receive it. Press down, shake it up and running over. And I decree that every copycat spirit operating in the earth, that every soothsayer, every witch, every demon, every demonic prayer, every prayer wrapped in witchcraft, every prayer spoken against myself, spoken against my seed, spoken against the fruit of my loins, and spoke against the righteous, that it is now bound and it hits the ground as dust in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you called the righteous to lead. I thank you that you called the integral to lead. And I thank you that those that operate in the spirit of darkness that are seated in high places must come down now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And that there is a replacement taking place in the earth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That there is a mandate in the name of Jesus in the earth to refill seats, God, where darkness has resided. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Holy Ghost boldness. God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. And I plead the blood. I plead the everlasting, non-failing blood of Jesus Christ upon this earth, upon this word, upon the fruit of my loins, upon the fruit of my seed, upon his father in the name of Jesus, and every father, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus that still stands boldly next to every mother on today in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that children are an inheritance. And I bind every spirit that tries to operate in the earth that would attempt to make women or mothers or parents think that children are a burden. I bind poverty and I bind lack so that mothers have the ability to provide with their children in the overflow. God, my family, we thank you for the overflow in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous, and that there is a release in the earth into the hands of the righteous. God, on today, I bind the lips and the mouth of every liar. On today, God, I bind the mouth and the lips of every soothsayer. On today, God, I bind the mouth and the lips of every manipulator. I bind every scheme and every strategy that has worked against myself, my child, and the child and the mother of the righteous in the name of Jesus. Now release our name into heaven. Hallelujah. That our names are being called in the earth in the place of influence. And then, God, I thank you in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that we walk in the power, the abdomen, the fear of the Lord in your grace, in your peace, and in your authority in the earth realm. And every instrument that has operated in the earth against your people, every copycat spirit that has operated in the earth against your people, the righteous, those that carry the bloodstained mantle with integrity and righteousness and character, God, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We give you glory and honor on today, and we submit ourselves in your presence alone, that you are Lord, you are King of Kings, that you reign supreme. Not only does the blood never loses its power, God, I release the blood of Jesus Christ in every educational institution, every financial institution, every community, God, that it will work on behalf of your people, which are called by your name. God, I bind every witchcraft prayer in the name of Jesus. I bind every strategy and tactic of the enemy that has been utilized through the church in the name of Jesus. God, the church has been utilized so much and has been influenced by the spirit of manipulation. And God, I cause it to come to a place, a moratorium today in the name of Jesus, so that the righteousness of God shall raise up and shall walk in the power and the authority of who you called us to be, who you called us to be, who you caused us to be, and who we shall be, and we shall have everything that you said that we would have before the foundations of the world. And it is so in the mighty and majestic name of Jesus Christ. And we Shabbat you this morning. We Shabbat you this morning. We give you praise this morning. We glorify and we honor your name on today, for it is all due unto you in the majestic name, the only name that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that you are Christ, that you are King, that you are Lord of Lords, and that you reign supreme. We Shabbat you on today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. And so I have a lot to say this morning. There is the potential that I may have to stop this video and upload a second video, depending on how much memory, is in my phone before I get the opportunity to upload this to my YouTube channel. So most people know that, I have been raising children all of my life, and today is somewhat of, we often, when we think of mothers, we think of celebrations. And today I want to say Happy Mother's Day to my mother. I want to say Happy Mother's Day to my grandmother. I want to say Happy Birthday to my aunt. And I want to thank them for everything that they poured into my life and for cultivating me on today, for being the woman that I am. The totality of the woman that I am is largely in part and attributed to the time that they vested in me. Seeing my aunt get down on her knees every morning and pray. Seeing my grandmother loving on her grandchildren. Seeing my mother working hard to provide for me and to be a conduit of prosperity to her family. Today on this morning, I say thank you. And I used to have a tradition of every Mother's Day, I would clear my living room out and I would set it up like a cafe. And I would give them roses and chocolate covered strawberries and cook brunch for them. And my life shifted a little bit and that tradition somewhat fell by the wayside, but I decree and declare the next Mother's Day, we bringing the brunch back, baby, is what I'm saying. And on today as well, I would like to remember my former mother-in-law, who was also very instrumental in teaching me how to love her son. All right. And so God bless every mother this morning. Let's get into it. All right. And so today, as a mother, like much of you, I have a testimony. My testimony is somewhat different than most because the Lord chose me for leadership. God chose me to be a beacon in the earth. And there is a lot that has went on in the journey of my life. And so on today, I am reminded of a lot, right? I'm going to get comfortable. I'm going to cross my leg. I'm a Native American storyteller, but I'm also a pastor. And I just want to do this in the spirit and the totality of who I am as I introduce this topic of polygamy. The umbrella topic is union, as we examine the biblical narratives of marriage within the Bible, right? And so as a young woman, I have been raising and assisting and raising children all of my life. And I made a very emotional post today on Instagram. And the reason being is because I have put a lot of time and energy in ensuring that the children and the youth that had access to me would get the good parts of me, and that they would go on to be healthy, mature adults with character, with integrity, and the ability to be fruitful in the earth. And I'm not just talking about when fruitful as in to bear children, but I'm also talking about fruitful as in being the fruit of their family's inheritance, that they would be conduits in the earth for change, that they would be conduits in the earth for leadership, that they would be conduits in the earth for the goodness of the Lord, the way that the Bible says so. And while I have not always been perfect in doing that, right, in all of my imperfections, I have given them the best of me. And today I was mourning because I'm not in contact with those children today. And so this is what I want mothers to understand. And it's a lot to it, right? It's a lot to it. A lot of selfish underlining motives and agendas. And I've come to a place of forgiveness and living, right? This is the forgiveness and living movement, right? And so while I have not been able to experience the fruit of what I sowed into them, there were various school districts that welcomed me into their districts to continue to be able to envelop and unfold that part of who I am. And in exchange for that, I have started a new legacy of loving on the next generation of children. And to be in the midst and in the presence of them and to see the exchange of appreciation that they have for me has been a gap filler for the part of my life that I still have not been able to stay connected with. And so I have one biological son who is an amazing young man, who is highly intelligent, talented, I got a lot of practice here before I got to him. But I also had a lot of pain once I got to him. And so if I could do it all over again, there would be some things that I would do differently. But I thank God for the people that, number one, I thank God for his father, that he remains in his life as a pillar of manhood. And then I thank God for my brothers, right? I'm emotional this morning for my brothers who have shown up in public, right, to reassure him of who God has called him to be, all right? In addition to, I am reminded of the number of people, particularly other women, who I thought were very close friends of mine, who for the sake of platforms had patterned their life after mine, attempting to create platforms for themselves when my life, it's been an offense to me because I live my life from a place of wholesomeness, from a place of servant leadership, and from a place of overflowing love. It's been an experience as a mother and as a woman. And so on today, on this Mother's Day, I want to be a conduit for mothers who have had to and are overcoming pain from their journey, and to give them the courage and the boldness to continue to be the instruments and the threshing tools that God has called them to be in the earth, in addition to being an advocate for their families and for their children, right? That is my purpose on today. And I don't think by any coincidence that today I open up the topic of the sermon, polygamy, and the Lord gave me the narrative of Solomon to start with, right? And so today I come from a place of healing, but the Bible says that the kingdom suffers violence and the violent take it by force. And I want this strength, huh, of who God is to rest on mothers today that have been injured, that have been wounded, and have had to live seasons of their lives bleeding while attempting to continually be effective in the lives of their children and the ministries that God has called them to do, right? And the ministries that God has given unto them to be instruments of threshing tools in the earth. And so about 20 years ago, as I was attempting to matriculate into the woman that God was calling me to be, I started to sell makeup for a company. And the name of that company was called Beauty Control. I don't even know if they're still around today. But I took an assessment to find out what my power colors were. And they were primary colors. They were colors of strength that complemented my skin tone. And so today I'm wearing one of those colors. That's fuchsia. And there are some other colors such as green and red and things of that nature, right? And so what I'm saying all that to say, I got a lot to say today, is that I want to encourage mothers to invest in yourself. Something as small as me taking a free assessment to find out what my power colors are helped me to connect with the strength of who God called me to be. All right? And so we're going to visit. Hey, what you up to? Oh, okay. Why are you whispering? And so today we're going to look at the scripture of Solomon. And I'm going to jump around a little bit in the Bible. I don't have my glasses on. So this is going to be interesting. I think my glasses are in the car. But we're going to talk about Solomon, right? We're going to talk about Solomon on today. And I'm going to read a few scriptures. And this is really just the outline, because the vastness of who Solomon is the bandwidth of it is so great and massive that we're not going to be able to talk about Solomon in just one sermon, because typically my sermons are only 30 minutes and I'm already at 30 minutes. So I'm going to unpack the outline of Solomon. And then on next Sunday, we're going to talk about the polygamy side of Solomon. All right. And so again, we're talking about biblical narratives that unpack various unions. And today the union that we're talking about is polygamy. And so let's go to the scripture. So what do we know about Solomon? It says Solomon was the second. The Solomon was the son of David and Bathsheba. His name means peaceable. His alternative name was Jediah, meaning beloved of the Lord. Even as a baby, Solomon was loved by God. So nearly all the evidence for his life and Solomon's reign comes from the Bible. He is credited with building the first temple of Jerusalem and is revered in Judaism and Christianity for his wisdom, and in Islam as a prophet, right? So he is recognized in Islam, and he is also recognized in Christianity. I tell y'all all the time that God is a multifaceted God. And I think a lot of times we miss God when we put God in a box, right? And we think that we're only supposed to interact with Christians, right? Solomon had influence with Christians, and he also had influence with Muslims, all right? Bear with me one second. I'm still bringing up some information on Solomon. I'm gonna give a little bit of information about his legacy, his biblical narrative legacy. All right. And so today I'm going to end it talking about a conversation that his mother had with him, and we'll pick up on that conversation on next Sunday. All right. So there is also a conspiracy that ran in the backdrop of Solomon's life, where one of his half brothers tried to rob Solomon of his throne to take the kingship from him. All right. Again, I'm giving just background on Solomon. We're going to end this talking about Solomon's a conversation between Solomon and his mother. This is just an outline. I told you this is a lecture series. I am not going to be preaching this. I am the conduit of information from the Holy Spirit. All right. For the next few weeks. Solomon's downfall was when he got into a marital relationship with what the Bible interprets as the wrong woman, right? He struggled with controlling his lust, right? Solomon has 700 wives and 300 concubines. That's 1,000 women. All right. And that angered God. And so over the several 40 years of his reign, while he did several amazing things, what most of us and the Bible, people, when people preach about Solomon, what they remember most about Solomon is that his lust was what drove him. And if you know anything about David, right? They And to see if David was still alive, they threw a woman in the bed with him, right? and when David didn't respond, it was like, the king is dead, right? That was generational, all right? So what are some of Solomon's accomplishments? Solomon set up an organized state in Israel with many officials to assist him. The country was divided into 12 major districts, and with each district providing the king's court during 1 month each year. The system was fair and just in distributing the tax burden evenly over the entire country. So Solomon was a man of wisdom and a strategic man. And you'll understand that more when you hear about the conversation between him and his mother. And while it's one of conversations that the Bible illuminates, in my imagination, I can only discern the several exchanges of wisdom between his mother and himself. And so while his father was a powerful man, his mother was a woman of wisdom. All right. And of course, I already talked about Solomon building the first temple on Mount Moriah in Jerusalem. And it took 7 years to build that temple. And it is one of the wonders of the ancient world that was built a majestic palace, gardens, roads, and government buildings. He accumulated thousands of horses and chariots. And securing peace with his neighbors, he built up trade and became the wealthiest king of his time. All right. So let me go to the scripture. I'm going to read a little bit of scripture. And this is where we're going to pull from the next few weeks as we talk about polygamy. As it relates to one of the wisest men of the Bible, which is Solomon. And Solomon, the son of David, and I'm in 3 Chronicles, verse 1. And Solomon, the son of David, was strengthened in his kingdom, and the Lord his God was with him and magnified him exceedingly. Then Solomon spake unto all Israel, to the captains of thousands and of hundreds, and to the judges, and to every governor in all Israel, the chief of the fathers. So Solomon and all the congregation with him went to the high place that was at Gilead, for there was the tabernacle of the congregation of God, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, had made in the wilderness. But the ark of God had David brought up from... Hold on. I'm not even about to butcher that name right now because I ain't got my glasses on. So David brought up the Ark of the Covenant to the place which David had preached for it, for he had pitched a tent for it at Jerusalem. Now, remember that Solomon was operating in the steed and the legacy of his father. And I think it was yesterday that I made a post on YouTube and I talked about us building legacies for our children to be able to relate to and understand the history of who their families are, right, in the earth. And let's skip down to verse 8. And it says, and Solomon said unto God, thou hast showed great mercy unto David, my father. He had a mother of wisdom. So he already knew the errors and the vices of his father. So he was able to recognize from an early age, based on a conversation that he had with his mother, several dialogues and conversations that he had with his mother, that God had favored and graced David. All right. And Solomon said unto God, thou hast showed great mercy unto David, my father, and has made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord God, let thy promise unto David, my father, be established, for thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? And God said unto Solomon, because this was in thy heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, and thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches. Not only am I going to give you wisdom and knowledge, Solomon, God said. That's what I love about the God that we serve. That if you go before him right, if you pray right, he won't just give you what you ask for, but he'll also give you the desires of your heart. And so though Solomon had prayed a righteous prayer, God could still see the desires of his heart. But he said he didn't even waste his time with the desires. He didn't waste my time with the desires of his heart. What he came to me about is he came to me in a spirit, in a right spirit. And he asked me for things of integrity and of character to lead my people. That he wanted to lead my people with a right heart, with clean hands. Hallelujah. And a right a heart that was positioned rightly before the Lord. All right. I'm teaching. I ain't preaching. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee. Neither shall there any after thee have the like. So he said, listen here, Solomon, baby, because of the way you prayed, huh? Now, that's what people talk about, opening up the portals of heaven. That's how you open up the portals of heaven, huh? And he said, because of how you pray, baby, you going to be the only one. Ain't going to be one like you before you. Ain't going to be one like you after you. And not only am I going to grant you the integral things that you've asked for, but I'm going to give you the desires of your heart, because you didn't come to me selfishly. I didn't give you, you didn't take the little bit of power that I gave to you and try to destroy your enemies. As a matter of fact, he created peace. I just told you, he created peace with his enemies so that they could do business, because he was a wise man. Do you hear what I'm saying? All right, let's go. Let's go. And now here is the conversation that Samuel's mother, this ain't even really part, well, it's part of the series now, because this is the direction the Lord took me for today, Mother's Day. The dialogue that you have with your children is essential. Don't ever allow another voice to be in the ear of your children, the more that you are in the ear of your children. And by God, please let it be a dialogue of righteousness and integrity, that your children may be pillars and beacons of leadership in the earth, not to destroy, but to build up, not to be manipulative, but to be integral. Do you hear what I'm saying? And that's why there are churches that exist in the earth now, where when you look at all the leaders that come out of there, they manipulative, they lack integrity. They always pursuing what their enemies have, because they operate in a spirit of desiring what God has set aside for somebody else. People would say that's a Jezebel spirit, huh? That's what the Bible says. Covetousness is a Jezebel spirit, huh? And so here is the dialogue that Solomon's mother had with him. And you know who Solomon's mother was, right? Bathsheba, right? You know that. And so the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What, my son? And I'm gonna close this out when I'm done. It's a lot. I ain't gonna be able to read it. You go back and you read Proverbs chapter 31. Everything that the Lord does, he does it with divine inspiration. God's ministry started at 30, right? God's ministry really, really blossomed into the full totality of who God called him to be at the age of 30. Here we are about to listen and read the dialogue between Lemuel, King Lemuel, which is King Solomon, and his mother, right? Before we recognized him as King Solomon, when he was just King Lemuel, right? The dialogue is essential, all right? And so the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him, I tell you all the time, you better prophesy to them children, all right? What, my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto women, not thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. Now, when she said, give not thy strength unto women, she's talking about several women, but he threw out the bones. I guess that was the bones to him. At the end of the day, our children take what they want from us, and they developed who they are. And we know that Solomon had 1,000 women, right? So he continued to give his strength to women, all right? But she wasn't talking about don't be with women. She was saying don't go around giving yourself to all these different women, all right? But he had 700 wives. And if that wasn't enough, he had 300 concubines, all right? And so give not thy strength unto women, nor the ways to that which destroyeth kings. Because he said, all them women, all them strange women, that's what she was saying to her son. All them strange women, they can destroy you, right? And then she goes on to tell him what to look for in a woman. Hallelujah! You better teach your sons who they supposed to be marrying. That's what I'm saying. I ain't going to get to read it all because I'm out of time. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. And so listen, this is where the basis of the conversation, she said, don't forget the law, huh? And she said, and do not pervert the judgment, huh, of many of the afflicted, right? That's the judgment of the afflicted are your enemies. That's what I'm saying. His mama was a bad mama jamma is what I'm saying. All right. And so, let him drink and forget his poverty. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. Open thy mouth for the dumb in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, baby, huh? Is what she said to her son. Judge him with righteousness, huh? And plead the cause of the poor and the needy. Now, he rich. He rich, baby. He the richest man that ever existed. And his mama still told him, you must plead the cause of the needy. Why? Wisdom. Always be an advocate for those who have less than you. Huh? You ain't got to be poor to advocate for the poor, right? I'm teaching. I ain't preaching. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. He already spoiled. He married the one that's going to spoil him, is what I'm saying. And so he ain't got a need. If he walk in wisdom, he ain't got a need for all them other women, right? Because he with the one that's going to spoil it. And so she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. So she ain't going to be behind his back manipulating him and finding ways for him not to have a relationship with his kids and you know, running interception on things that really could bring him betterment to his life because it ostracizes her. I say all the time, that I have three very essential men in my life that I love. But if there are areas of their lives that pull and need more of them, huh? That I'm mature enough to say, you have your time with that, huh? And when you need to be in the presence and in the company of me, then I'm here for you. But never will I cause you to neglect another area of your life, because you'll never resent me for that, is what I'm saying. The devil is a whole lie, baby. And so she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seek of wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She rises also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion for her maidens. And it goes on and on and on and on and on and talks about what Solomon, King Lemuel, should be looking for in a wife, right? And so obviously he found that 700 times, huh? Look at that. We're going to talk about that on next week, all right? And so today, I want some mother to know. I just said I got three essential men in my life. One is my spiritual father. One is my brother. And then the other one is my ex-husband. And each one of them feed into my life in a different way. And though those are the three that are at the forefront of my life, throughout my life, I have had men, young men that became men, now they're men, right? That I grew up with in the hood, who came alongside of my life and protected me and watched over me and ensured that I would cultivate into the woman that I became today. And today, I am appreciative of each and every one of them.